الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The topic I was requested to speak on is the importance and significance of unity in Islam. What does Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala command us, dear brothers and sisters? وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبَلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on firmly to the rope of Almighty Allah, jami'a, all of you. There are no exceptions. The person can be the greatest doctor, greatest scientist, greatest alim. All of us need to forge that unity and bring that solidarity in this ummah. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and do not cause fragmentation. In Urdu it sounds very beautiful. Allah's rope, Allah ki rassi toot nahi sakti, Allah ki rassi choot sakti hai. This rope of Almighty Allah can never snap. But this rope of Almighty Allah, when we loosen our grip, then remember it will just go away. And that is what has happened to this ummah today. When we look at the amount of bloodshed, when we look at the refugees, we see how many children have become orphans in different parts of the world. 80-90% you will find it is Muslims throughout the world. Let us just take 2-3 topics for today due to time constraints and examples. Number one, the importance of unity in Islam. Houghton, mashallah, most of you have been for Umrah and Hajj. Allah take us again and again, inshallah. Where Masjid-e-Quba is, near Masjid-e-Quba, the munafiqeen hypocrites built a masjid. Allah calls it a masjid. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ضِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They, the munafiqeen and hypocrites, built a masjid. The aim was to propagate kufr, blasphemy, cause fragmentation in the rank and file of the Muslims. They came to the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, please come and read Salat. This is in the 9th year of the Hijrah, the month of Rajab. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, we are very busy now for the expedition of Tabuk. When I come back, I will reconsider your request. The battle, everything took place, there was a peace treaty and what have you. Whilst Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is returning, the ayat is revealed. La taqum fihi abada, never go to that masjid. Go open any tafsir, classical tafsir, commentary of the noble Quran. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the sahaba and they burnt that masjid. The masjid was razed to the ground. Why was a masjid razed to the ground, brothers? To preserve the unity, solidarity of this ummah. One example. Second example. Bukhari Sharif's hadith. Islam is spreading far and wide, different countries and continents. It is the time of Sayyidina Usman Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhu arda. The people came and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen Uthman, you have to intervene. Some people are on the verge of a civil war regarding the recitation of the noble Quran. This person says his recitation is right, the next person's is wrong, and then vice versa. Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu commissioned a panel and told Zayd bin Thabit radiyallahu anhu, you write the Quran Sharif. The Quran was written, But there was no official script at that time. So you write it according to the Quraysh dialect. What did Sayyidina Uthman do, brothers and sisters? All the Quran Kareems there in Medina Munawwara, he told the people, you bring all your Quran Kareem, and he burnt them all. All the Qurans were burnt. For what? By an enemy of Islam? Nay. The only person who had the honor of marrying two daughters of the same Nabi, one after the other, Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain radiallahu anh. The greater picture was there. We must preserve the unity and solidarity of this ummah. Month of Ramadan is coming. Time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One group there, one group there. People who'd read individually. In this sense, 5 people there, 10 people there, 20 people there. So quantity-wise, there were many more Quran khatams being made. The Quran Sharif was completed many more times. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْتَلِقُ الْحَقَّ عَلَى لِسَانِ Umar. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah bless Sayyidina Umar with such vision and wisdom. He had sight, foresight and insight. In his time, he said no. This is causing harm to this ummah. He came and said, Ubay bin Ka'b, you are the big qari, you be the imam. All of you read behind this imam here. One imam and we will make one khatam of Quran Sharif. If you take the quantity, it was less. But the vision and the wisdom was there to preserve the unity of this ummah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu on that occasion remarked, O Umar, Allah bless you. The nur and the effulgence and radiance you brought in our masjid. Now Allah give you that nur in your grave also. Imagine what are we learning. Why are we in South Africa? Why are we in Africa? In the whole world? Why are we fragmented? What are the other currents? Is 3 reasons primarily. Number one, we are born South African. We know what is apartheid. So the apartheid regime told us white is right. You are non-white. You are coolie. We must not forget our history. They used to call us always coolie. I grew up in African township. So we must remember that. So that is what we are doing today. Let the brother come from Nigeria, from Malawi, from Zimbabwe, Zambia, because we speak Gujarati, because we speak Mayman, because we speak their language, our vernacular, we already think that our complexion is superior. Your complexion means nothing in Islam, brothers. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, and there are many incidents, I just give you 2. He's rendering the Adhan. Abu Dharr came, thorough Arab, feigned complexion. He said, Yabna Sauda, oh you son of an African lady, good thing my father did not see you rendering the Adhan. A derogatory statement. Sayyidina Bilal is crying. He goes to the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, this is what Abu Dharr said. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam summoned him, Abu Dharr, what did you say? He uttered the same words. The master alayhi salam was furious. He said, Ya Abu Dharr, innaka mru'un lafika jahiliya. You are a person who has the traits of ignorance and apartheid in you. What did Abu Dharr do, brothers and sisters? He laid down flat on the land, on the sand, and he told Bilal radiallahu anhu, oh Bilal, take your foot and place it on my chest. I apologize to you. I ask you for forgiveness. What we do? We look at a Nigerian, we say, another drug dealer. True or not true? A Malawi guy, we say, another Mufatiya came for collection. That is our mentality. Anybody comes, we are right and he's wrong. So how can we build this ummah when we got apartheid in our head ourselves? Forget this color complexion business. Don't let that apartheid come into you. Remember the amount of asabiyya and partisanship you have. The hadith in Abu Dawood's Marasil. Listen carefully. The amount of partisanship we have, that amount of iman is expunged from our hearts and taken out. Do we understand what we're doing? Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraq se. The house is burning from the heart, from the candle in the house. We got load shedding now. We put big security outside. We're staying in Houghton, mashallah. So, but the candle in the house burns the house, Allah forbid. That's what we are doing. Number two, our languages. We start thinking I'm a apra. We start thinking I'm a mehman. Out of he galkaranto, I'm a pakka mehman. They ask me my wife, I say she's assorted. You understood? So you must remember that it means nothing in Islam. I speak Urdu, I speak seven languages. Alhamdulillah, it means nothing. You must remember the only language that has got virtue is the Arabic language that also has a proviso. Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl spoke Arabic. What did help them? They gone straight to hell. Quran says so. So you must remember Arabic language has virtue provided that the person has iman. So Almighty Allah teaches us, وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ, that you have different complexions, your various languages, this diversity is a manifestation of the sign and the symbols of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then the biggest reason why we are fragmented. When Almighty Allah put Nabi Adam alayhi salam in Jannah, Iblis Shaitan was there. Allah Ta'ala commanded the malaika, the angels, and Iblis, Shaitan, all of you make sajda and prostrate to this masterpiece I created. Everyone among the angels simultaneously prostrated. What did Iblis do? He refused. Almighty Allah knows everything, past, paper, present and future. Allah's knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ. Why don't you make sajda when I command you, Iblis? Listen to your answer and listen to my answer and your answer. Iblis answers, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. I'm better than him. I'm superior to him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينَ. You created me from fire. The flame goes upwards. You created him from dust and sand that remains on the ground. How can the one that's superior prostrate to the one that's inferior? Today in this masjid, I don't know very well, but I can guarantee, there are two brothers here, biological or Muslim brothers. We are not speaking. 15th night of Shaaban is coming. What did Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? يَغَفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ. Allah will forgive the entire creation, except the non-Muslim. Oh, mushahin, people who have that hatred, that grudges, that malice and rancor, is hadith is sahih. For the ulama and people who know Arabic, write this reference down, make mental note. Sheikh Albani, in his third volume of Silsila Ahadith Sahiha, hadith number 1144, he has evaluated it as hadith is sahih. So 15th night of Shaban is a big night. This is your biggest hadith. You can pray the whole night. You can fast whole Ramadan. You can make 20 khatam. It means nothing in the eyes of Allah till you don't make salam to your Muslim brother. That is Islam. Why we don't make salam? We took the slogan of Shaitan. Ana khairum min, I'm better than him. He took my father's inheritance. You tell me I'm going to make salam. That's what I'm telling you. You have to make salam to him. If you don't make salam, everything is thrown in our face. Our big night ibadat means nothing. I didn't say, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. How many of us, our own brothers, our own family, our own friends, we have severed ties completely. And then we want to speak about the Arab leaders. Then we want to speak about the Muslim leaders. They are wrong. What about you? Allah will not question you about them. Allah will question us, me and you individually. In this court, we got enough uplang money. We take senior counsel, Queen's counsel, and we know all the corruption that goes on in South Africa. So what will we do on that day when we stand in the divine court of Almighty Allah? What excuse will we give? No one came to tell us. Think properly, brothers. Unity, unity, we all speak. So I told you the importance of unity. I told you that what are the undercurrents, our complexion, our languages, and our arrogance and pride. Ana khayru min. I'm better than you. Why must I? I just did a program last night on Voice of the Cape. They say that the Opa passed away 30, 40 years ago. Till now the estate is not wound up. How many of our estates are not wound up? Behind the big fortune, there's a misfortune. Executor took and he ran away. The others are saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Think properly what we are doing. So brothers, when you speak of unity, the unity will start in your home. How united are we with our wives? Are we united? MashaAllah, we stay in Houghton, we got 2, 3, 4 wives. Lot of barakah here. How just are we to them? So you must remember, Quran is teaching us lessons. You must be just. Man kanat lahu imra'atan. If you got 2 wives, is authentic hadith in Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi. 2 is the example Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. Wa ma la ila ihdahuma. You just favor the one. The other one is a spare wheel. Hit and run business. So wa ma la ila ihdahuma. Ja'a yawm al-qiyamah wa shiqqu saqit. You will come on the day of Qiyamah and the whole body will be bent. So everybody, the entire human race will know, this person had 2, 3, 4 wives and he was only favoring one. So where's the justice? Where's the unity? Now how do we create and bring that unity? I only got 2, 3 minutes left. So let's give you 3, 4 things. Number one, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Must I not show you that action of Ummah? If you carry it out, Allah will bring the mutual love. Make salam to one another. Do we make salam to our wives? We're going to go home now, the biryani, akni is there. Bring the food quick. There's no time for salam. Make your house a home and make your home Darussalam, a home of peace and tranquility. Make salam, brothers, to your wife, to your children. They will make salam to you. Number 2, you want unity? Unity is on haq. Unity is not on batil. There is no unity with Shias. There is no unity with Qadianis. There is no unity with Jews and Christians. Whether it's palatable to us or not, we don't curry favor with any person, any politician. We will speak the truth without fear and favor. In Islam, you must remember, you want unity? Watawaso bilhaq. That Shia. Today I received a message. If you want to see it, I'll show it to you after Salat. On my phone. The Shias are cursing Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman. And they say they are in Jahannam, burning in hellfire. And you want, I must have unity with them? We can never have unity with them. So we need to understand with who we're going to have unity. Unity will be based on truth, not on falsehood. And the last ingredient for unity is tawadu, humility. Humility does not mean you have to wear patch clothes in it, no. Humility means that you accept the truth and don't bring the slogan of shaitan. Then you will see husband, wife. Husband tells his wife, you do my way or you catch the highway. What the wife say? It's too many toll roads, I don't know which highway to catch. You see? Everybody got something to say. No. You must remember this, brothers, that you want unity, then that humility, go for truth. Husband, wife is not bodies only must meet. The hearts have to meet. There must be unity of thought. We all go in the same direction. May Almighty Allah bless our masjid, bless our musallis, bless our beloved country, and may Almighty Allah make us such that we repent sincerely and go first and make salam to the brother. We have not made salam for years and years, and then our 15th night of Shaban is accepted. Our Ramadan is accepted. Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حيا على الصلاة حيا على الصلاة حيا على الفلاح حيا على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.